Hi, folks. Hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, we're in Laharden this week. We're with Olive and Michael Fahey's Kitchen. Come on, let's hear it. Brilliant, yeah, well, it's really good opening to our programme. Plenty of music, plenty of songs and plenty of storytelling on tonight's edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, what a pleasure to be here, and Michael and Olive, Fahey's Kitchen here in Laharden. Olive, how are you?
Not too bad, Eamon. You're more than welcome to my home here in Laharden.
It's absolutely brilliant to be here. What a crowd you have in here.
We have a brilliant crowd, and I hope they enjoy themselves for the rest of the night. Yeah. And we all tune in to your programme.
Absolutely terrific. Michael, of course... The big plan on tonight's program, but you'll have no idea what I want to talk to you about, because for the most part we're going to talk about Michael Fahey's life story. What a life story he has.
Jesus, I don't know. Oh, Jesus.
Michael, that's a surprise for you.
Absolutely.
How are you?
We're grand. And
you grew up in this part of the world?
I grew up just down the road in a attached house there for 4, 7 or 8 years of life, and then we were lucky enough to get this place here. Yeah. And we've been here ever since. Yeah. Great community, and I always say my neighbours are my family, because even when my own immediate family isn't around, they're the ones that's on the doorstep.
You're a fundraiser of note in the county, and that's about all over the country as well. You have a fantastic amount of money raised over the past number of years.
Lots of money raised, and I've great help, and I work with other people when they're doing things, and that's what it's about. And I suppose, and I have to mention it, what broke the other night in Dublin over charities, that's just scandalous as far as I'm concerned, and I know the people here feel the same way. To put people's minds at rest, anything we earn or any monies we get for charity stays local. Okay. We keep it local to try and take care of people. We don't do it for money or for fame or nothing. It's just for the good of the people, that's it.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, we talked about life story. The story begins all those years ago. School days, where did they all happen for you? In Littleton?
Down in Littleton. I can remember walking down in the dark to school with my little sister Catherine. She was only 4 or 5 at the time. Yeah. And we were lucky enough to get a lift in Paddy Graham's Essen cart at that time.
Yeah.
And all the carnies, all the Cassis, every one of them, the meanies, all around here, we all walked together. It was the same for everybody.
Absolutely.
That was just it. You took it as it went.
Yeah.
You know.
Your dad and mum had a contracting business here.
Yeah, Mam died young. Unfortunately, she didn't get the quality of life that she should have got for the work she put in. Daddy lasted a bit longer, God rest him. Started contracting business here and worked when he came to the hench with the late Dan Carney. The two of them were great friends and family still are to this day. Mm-hmm. And we're still carrying on a little bit of it, not in the agri business, in the forestry myself now. And it's grand to be able to get up in the morning and do a bit.
So you get motivation from your family, from your dad to go into this business?
Yeah, I suppose that's it. And I just love that part of life. I love the technology and what comes on with it. And I'd always be interested in the neighbours and how well they're doing. and hopefully they'll stay doing well. Sorry, Bill.
Absolutely. Did you go to secondary school?
Yeah, I just got to secondary school. I was only 14 or 15, I think, when I left it. Came straight out and went to work and didn't have a choice. Times were tough. I suppose times were tough for every family, really, at that time. Mm-hmm. And just went straight to work. And lucky enough, because of my height, got into Bournemouth at 17 years of age. I bluffed my way in. I needed a job. Yeah. And got in there and stuck it out. But in 88, wanted to go back to timber.
Yeah. What were the wild things you did as a young lad? Or did you do wild things?
Jeez, we've done a lot of them. Some of them you won't be told about. I'll tell you that much. Just off a hand, I wanted to
see some funny stories.
Stupid things we done here, I suppose. As young lads, I suppose, playing cowboys and Indians, we all thought we were Tonto or whatever you want to call them. But remember, just next door here, James E. Burke always had big cattle. Mm-hmm. And a few of us decided we'd lasso one. Mm-hmm. But sure, we were only mates, and we decided we couldn't get him. So I came up with this brainwave. There was a hole in the ditch, and I put the rope around it. And I drove the bully through it. And I did. And he went off, and I hung on to the rope, and he pulled me through every bloody ditch in the place, so he did. Yeah. And I was too thick to let go. And that wasn't bad enough. Tim Burke, God rest him, came in, and he kicked the crap out of me, so he did, because he caught me.
Oh, that's a good story, yeah. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. On the lid. We're here in this famous part of County Tipperary called Laharden, just outside Littleton. But the famous people that lived around here, and one particular man that we want to mention particularly tonight, the late Father Paddy Maloney.
Paddy. Aye, yeah, sure. Look, Paddy, he's a legend in his own right, and both in Ireland and further afield. And we have two of the family here tonight. Which is, as I said there earlier on, they're returning the convicts from Australia now. They kicked him two out. So they're out. He's out there laughing at the moment, Seamus is. Yeah. And he'll talk to you later on. Yeah, Paddy done a good bit around. And I know some of the girls, Peggy and them, are going to talk to you a little bit about him there later on. And I'll let the girls talk to you afterwards.
I remember him at the special mass that he did here, you know, and there was thousands here.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of people here. I can remember 96 here, the first one. That's Sunday. And good God, it was serious here. Very, very serious at that time. Like, you know, the crowds always came in and they're always great around here to support things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For genuine people. And that's nice. That's nice.
Can I bring you forward to a few months' time? You're going to be doing a special show, a unique show in County Tipperary. Tell us about it.
Some of the smaller shows this year have been cancelled. And to be honest with you, we decided we'd do a thrashing. Mm-hmm. And with a twist, that we'll do a dance that night in the barn. It's going to take a little bit of setting up, and we are going to do it just to roll back the years a little bit. And more importantly, and when we were going through a lot of the photographs there from some of the girls, had them out there for us, it's amazing the amount of people has gone out of place. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely amazing. And Donal and Patrick are down there, they own the mill, and there's a handful of more mills coming in. And we'll do the thrashing that day, just to show some young people what it was like again. And please God, we'll get a day like today or an evening like this evening
I suppose with the barn dance, you don't remember the matchmaking, I suppose, in those days?
I don't. I remember being told a good bit about it by the grandfathers and people older than me. But again, at that time, things were changing drastically.
Did you believe in matchmaking, or is there such a thing?
Oh, sure, it's still going on.
Is it?
Oh, it's still going on to this day.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
You don't see 2 millionaires getting together for nothing, like, you know what I mean?
Good stuff, good stuff. I know, Michael, we're going to give you a little rest at the moment.
No problem.
We refer to the musicians that we had at the top of the programme. Donald, never
goes. I know this lad all my life, and I'll tell you something. You're talking about going back in times. I remember when he was a very young man coming here with a brand new 990 one evening to pick up a trailer outside the gate. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
And I know them all well, and they're brilliant musicians. Absolutely. And that's why they're here tonight.
Absolutely terrific. Oh, well, Mary Hayes and Melissa as well. Absolutely terrific. Absolutely. Terrific to be with us on down here. We're going to take a very first break of the evening. We're here in Laharden. We'll be back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Yeah, what a special edition of Down Your Way. We're here in Michael and all of Fahy's Kitchen here in Laharden, just outside Littleton. The real life story of Michael, of course. Michael Heath, you know Michael pretty well.
Indeed, I do, Eamon. Yeah, sure. I suppose everybody knows Michael Fahy and Olive as well.
Yeah.
And sure, all the good works they've been involved in. I mean, they've done so much fundraising and so much help for people in need, you know, so they're well known, both of them, yeah.
Will Wood, not just around here, but all over the country.
All over the country, indeed, yeah. I think you only need to mention the name and everybody will say, oh, yeah, yeah, we know him, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And her.
And he's known, of course, for cutting up timber and blocks and all the rest. Does he play blocks around Holy Cross, does he?
I'm not too sure about that, Eamon, yeah. Now. I'm not too sure. I don't really know, but he's well known in the business anyway, I know that, yeah.
Margaret, you're good at writing songs. Did you ever think of writing a song about Michael?
I didn't actually, but now that you mention it, you're like, there's always a first time, yeah. You know. We might have it ready for the barn dance, maybe, yeah.
Why not? What are you going to sing for us today?
When I was thinking about this, I was trying to think of what would be the most appropriate one for Michael. And really, the one that comes to mind, written by the great Brendan Graham, is You Raise Me Up. When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burden be, and I am still and sit here in the silence. Sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. And I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, that's when I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. And I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely class. Oh, terrific. Margaret Heafy. Sean Ryan, the local councillor. Sean, you're very welcome to down your way.
Thanks very much, Eamon. You're very welcome to Littleton. We're delighted to have you this evening at Michael Fahey's
home. What a special guy Michael Fahey is.
Absolutely. I think when anyone thinks of Michael Fahey, they think of his, and Olive, they think of their absolute benevolence, you know, the charity work they do. Earlier this year, you know, nationally, we had a huge flooding problem, and one of the first fundraisers in the country to be profiled was a tractor run that Michael was doing here for flooding victims. He's also done a load of work for cancer. He's also involved in CCTV, provision of CCTV cameras in the parish of McCarthy Borough. So, like, he's been absolutely brilliant, himself and Olive, getting involved in a load of fundraisers. Yeah.
You've been involved in committees with him?
Absolutely, yeah. The CCTV one is the one, I suppose, the main one we're involved in. To, you know, before Alan Kelly stepped down as a minister, he allocated funding for a number of villages, Littleton being one of them, for CCTV. And I've been working with Michael to try and provide that in the area. Yeah.
What's he like at a meeting?
Probably
one way, no?
I suppose you could say that in one way, but Michael is, you know, certainly he will speak straight out from the hip, you know. If he has something to say, he'll say it and he'll put his point of view across. Yeah. And I suppose that's what makes him the fundraiser he is, because he draws people to him like that. People know he's straight down the middle, and that, you know, he will push for an idea that he believes is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Are you serving at the council now, representing Coach Jackie Kelly? You've stepped in Jackie's place.
Yeah, Jackie was elected a TD there on the 26th of February, so I was co-opted to the county council. So it's a huge honour, absolutely huge honour. I suppose in this parish we haven't had a resident county councillor since the late Harry Ryan died in January 2006. So it's absolutely fabulous to get the opportunity, and you know it's a real privilege, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Littleton had pretty tough times in the past couple of years with all the break-ins.
Absolutely, I suppose it's the one thing that's profiled nationally, you know, and I'd say that I suppose a bad story is one that will always make the news, and it definitely, you know, we've had issues with crime here, and you know that's the reason I suppose we formed a CCTV committee, and the local community alert is working very hard on it as well. But it's an awful lot of positive stories. You know, we've had a massive development of a new community centre here in the past 2 years, which recently hosted the full meeting of Tipperary County Council. It's hosted a number of PPN committee meetings. You have huge work going on in the GA field below. You've a massive fundraiser for walk for the Kiltegan Fathers here on Sunday. You've huge work going on in Tumalburras with the local development group over there. There's an awful lot of positive stories out of Littleton. Even JP Cooney recently winning a Pro 12 medal with Connacht. You know, there's so many positive things happening in the parish, and you know, I think that's what the people of Littleton are saying, you know, that really, and McCarrickie and Burris, there's so many positive things happening.
How do you see yourself going forward as a political representative for the area?
Well, as you know, Eamon, I'm sure you're used to covering it on Tip FM. You do your best, you give it your best shot, you know, you deal with the public reps from people. And when there's three years left in the term that Jackie Kyle had, and when the county council elections come again, then people will make their decision on what my future is.
Yeah, well, good wishes to you in the meantime, and every success.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Thanks very much.
Sean Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. The man with the camera, Pat Corbett, is just standing by, sitting down. How you doing, Pat?
I'm not too bad, Eamon, thanks.
Nice to be here. You doing, taking special photographs tonight?
Just a few photographs for Michael for a project later in the year.
Yeah. This is the project that the band ends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have a few photographs and film it and see what we get out of it.
Okay, yeah. What's your into the videos and cameras? Special time of the year, the summertime?
Yeah, busy time. Yeah. Busy time all the time.
Your favourite picture that you've taken over the years?
Having the favourite picture I took myself, I have a favourite picture, probably two. One is my grandfather back in the 50s, coming in his bike in by the racecourse. Don't know who took it. And the other one is a cousin of my dad's. And she's actually, I think she's in the kitchen in Inch House back in the 40s, 30s, 40s. Okay. Beautiful picture.
In the present time, what have you taken of recent years?
Oh God, you put me there. I haven't a clue.
Yeah.
So
probably
much.
Get one tonight. Does it?
Probably will. Yeah, yeah, one of yourself. You know.
Yeah. Why not? I walked into that one, Pat.
Certainly did. Yeah.
Nice to be here and good to see you again.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Peggy, how's it going, Peggy?
I'm very well, thanks, Eamon.
Yeah, it's terrific to be here. This is one of your favourite parts of County Tipperary.
Sure, of course.
You grew up not 100 miles away from here.
No, I'm not far away, over in McCarrickie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a favourite place as well. Talk to me about life. I know you're going to sing a song for me and all of that, but you have a special walk coming up, and by the time our programme goes on air, you'll have the walk done.
That's right. It's coming up on Sunday, the 3rd of July, yeah, to mark the first anniversary of our dear beloved Father mm-hmm. Paddy.
Mm-hmm. You're going to sing the song.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us?
Something a bit upbeat, maybe. My Irish Molly, and everyone will join in.
Yeah,
Molly dear, did you hear the news that's going round? Down in the corner of my heart, a loving's what you found. And every time I gaze into your Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Acushla dear, I fell off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come, dear, now don't be slow. Change your name to Abigail Bigarrow, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Molly dear, and did you hear what all the neighbours say? Of 100 sovereigns you have safely stowed away. They say that's why I love you all, but Molly, that's a shame. If you had only 99, I'd love you just the same. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Acushla dear. I fell off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know, is ringtime. Come, dear, now don't be slow. Change your name to Abigail Bigaro, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh.
Absolutely brilliant. Peggy Costello joining us on Down Your Way. We're going to take another break. We'll be back. You're not hard just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Michael is back with us again. Michael, what a crowd. A lot of chat about you and the stories and the folklore about Michael Fahey. Lives on, I'm sure, and will live on for many a day.
Well, what's worrying me is what they're not saying. Yeah. That'll come out later on, so it is. Look, they're all friends, all personal friends and neighbours, as I said in the beginning of the show. Yeah. And we've been around together a lot. And that's it.
I suppose vintage was part of parcel of your life, really, getting into this kind of stuff, you know, and the tractor runs and all of that. You know.
Yeah, we've done a lot of the tractor runs, and I got involved with a lot of the clubs and different things. And I work a lot there with TG and Seamus Barry there and John O'Brien and different lads from around, you know what I mean, and women, Mary Dyle and all them, they're all from around here, every, I don't want to leave anybody out. Mm-hmm. But the Tullus group as well, like we're just all together. Mm-hmm. We work with, but it's not just about the tractors. Mm-hmm. It's a much, much bigger thing than that. It's a very social thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, men and women, probably might not see too many people all week. Yeah. And they make that effort of a Sunday to get out and they meet for a couple of hours and they talk. Sometimes they might have a drink and sometimes they might not. And that's a good thing, it gets them out, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your involvement in Cuilte.
My involvement in Cuilte would be just to go in and do some work. We're a standalone private company. I've always been that. Never affiliated to any of them, but we do work all over the country. Mm-hmm. And we're called in a lot of specialist jobs and things, and we're lucky. Mm-hmm. We're lucky. I had great men with me in the beginning. We worked hard, and it's a long ways from a push bike and a chainsaw.
Would you be considered the tree surgeon of any description?
Yeah, we have a crew at that all the time. We do a lot of tree surgery, both domestically and privately. And it's good. It's good. We're still working and we're still able to pay the wages. And while that's happening, we'll stay at it.
Absolutely. And we'll Nat, you're around. One or two of your friends are back up here, Michael, for the moment. Joe Sullivan, Joe, how are you?
Not too bad. Yourself, Eamon?
I suppose you know this guy a while.
I would. I know Michael a long time. I'd know his wife better, actually, to tell you the truth, because Olive is... Olive, to tell you the truth, she's very much involved with us in our into Meenstira Hall. She's a chairperson below with us, and she's involved in the bingo there and the social dancing which is there, and she puts a lot of work into the hall which is below. So yeah. I'd have more connections with Olive now than I would have Michael, to tell you the truth, so I would, yeah.
I'm glad you clarified the role and all of that. You're involved, of course, as they say, in the GA club. Last time we were down in Littleton, about 2 years ago, whatever, you were starting to do a major drive.
Yeah, you were down with us there 2 years ago. Yeah, we've made major inroads since. We're doing a major development below there of a new clubhouse there. Hurling wall has been put up and fenced in since, and we have rotated the main field down there, and that's at the moment now laid to bed for about 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Hopefully to come back to there in around September and sow the seed, and hoping that we'll have that field up and running by next September, open to next April or May, and please God, we hope to start building the new clubhouse there sometime in the late autumn, all going well for us.
Well, absolutely. What a project, and are you looking forward to that project being fulfilled?
Oh yeah, this project will be fulfilled, and I have to say to thank the great people of this great parish that give us a lot of money towards us. We had to get a lot of 1,000 pledges from mm-hmm. from the GA and more people outside the GA in this great parish and even beyond the parish. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to thank them very much for their great generosity and all the small pledges that came in as well. So we'd like to say a big thank you to everyone here in the parish and outside the parish for the great response to the GA. The GA is huge here in the parish, and we always get a great response. And tell you the truth, now we have an under 16A match there in the 9th of July. We're in a county final for the very first time. We never won a 16A here in my Mycarkey here. So please God, on the 9th of July, we'll come back with the winning cup here, back to the parish.
Absolutely terrific. I suppose Michael was talking about the barn dance later on in D and the treasures and all of that, and we're going to link into that with the lads here now. Have you ever at a barn dance?
Well, I know a small bit about it, I suppose. Look, I enjoy set dancing myself, and I enjoy, sure, we held a major Strictly Come Dancing there ourselves there in the parish, and we raised something like $30,000. And I suppose you might want to know that I won it, and I danced with a great girl from Holy Cross. She's family, it was Catherine Mayer, or Catherine Ryan, if I know her.
So he won it. Oh, absolutely, thrilled. I didn't realise that.
So there you are.
You'll be the man to lead out this band dance.
I will, yeah. I'll join Michael in that band dance, and we lead it out. Of course we will, yeah.
Yeah, terrific. Joe Sullivan, thanks for being with us. Okay, we'll cut up with a few lads down here. Patrick Carney. How are you doing, Patrick?
How do you know?
Henry Cummins.
Yes.
How are you doing? And Seamus is here as well. How are you doing, Seamus?
And that's about him.
Terrific to be all involved in the show this week. You have a special meal.
A special meal, yes. It's over 100 years old, we think, and we've just started restoring it. Donald, my brother, is out there, he wouldn't come in, so we just started last week, and I think
it will work.
If the woodworm move away out of the week, we'll be able to get it done.
So how do you go about restoring it? You take it all bit for bit?
We have to strip it down to the chassis was broken on it, the main chassis was broken on it, so we have to splice that in, new bits into it, and and we start building from there.
So you probably have to really remanufacture parts wouldn't be available for that, of course.
Timber made up, redone for it. Very hard to get good, solid, strong timber now. And so we're trying our best, and hopefully we'll have it done by September, October.
Absolutely.
For the thrashing.
Henry, you know all about thrashings and machines.
Back in the 50s. Yeah. That's going back a good bit now.
It's going back a while. We were talking there about Michael, and Michael, I suppose, would have no idea about what thrashings are about, Michael Fahey.
I remember Michael's father well. I remember him to buy a 1200 David Brown Spaniel when he had the first time around. Yeah. He had very few tractors in it at that time. Yes.
But Michael was planning on running the thrashing. He probably never saw a thrashing.
He did, yeah. He did.
Did he?
He must have seen, didn't he?
Any funny stories about this guy? I'm trying to get a funny story out here.
Well, what will I say at all? We had no money. We had nothing. We worked hard all day and forked straw and everything. And from 8 o'clock in the morning until you were finishing the evening, and then you had the tash and dance. Yeah. Every night, and you went on to the neighbours and had the same the day after. Yeah. The women that were catering then would dance at you that night. Yeah. And so some of them would finish up in the Rica store.
What does that mean?
a nice fresh.
I'm missing out on something here, am I?
A nice fresh bed.
Oh my God, almighty. This is local radio. looking forward to the whole project, eh, Patrick?
Oh, yeah, I hope hopefully it'll work out on the day that we'll have it up and running. It's about 35 years idle now since it was run last. So, so my father done it up in the early 80s, and we used to done trashings for charity in Littleton. For the St. Mary's Church and that in Littleton.
A lot of meals around. John Lee meets, of course, both in Dwala.
I know John well. Yeah. Yeah. He's a very good friend of the father's.
I'm sure a lot of them will turn up on the day for the special occasion.
Well, hopefully they will, yeah. Hopefully all will.
Well, say hello to Seamus here. How are you doing, Seamus?
Yeah, hi, Eamon. That's bad.
Any ideas going forward? Michael Fahey, give me an idea.
We'll talk with the Baron trashing, and Patrick Loughlin and Seamus Barry here, yours truly, from the Coolmine Glass Vintage Club. We actually own a very rare trashing mill. It's an 18-inch Garvey Baron Trasher. It wouldn't have went out on hire. It didn't even come with wheels. It would have been in an estate for their own private use, where the workmen would use it. Whereas the larger trashers, all the neighbours had to join. You went out to Paddy today and up to Eddie tomorrow and Katie Mary the next day, and you helped one another neighbours.
Okay. So that's the way it works, and you're going to probably produce that here as well on the day.
Well, at the moment it's not in full working order. It needs an engine, but the thrasher we have has to be driven by an oil engine, because when it was in a barn, there was no pulley on the back of a tractor or steam engine. It had to run from a pulley, come straight down, whereas the other ones are done at a degree.
Yeah. No health and safety in those days, was there?
I didn't hear anyone getting hurt either. Not that I might get a graze in the elbow, but sure enough, my mother will sort that out.
Was that the cure in those days, was it?
Oh, so my grandmother tells me. And if she was alive today, she'd be 119.
Oh, my God. Listen, Seamus Barry, thanks for being with us, and thanks, lads, as well. Yeah. We're going to go back for another piece of music, lads. Thank you. Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. We're here in Laharden in Michael and Olive Fahey's kitchen. Absolutely brilliant. We have a few lads here. They're meant to talk to me. John O'Brien, how are you doing?
All right.
All the way up from where?
Kepaquin, alongside Mount Mellory.
Outside Mount Mellory. That's where the religious part of County Waterford is.
Yes.
Is there great pilgrimages down there, is there?
There is.
Yeah, there's still pilgrimages down there.
Oh, they're getting scarce down there now, though.
Okay.
They're getting very scarce down there. Yes. There's only a handful of them there left.
So you make your way specially up here. You're going to tell us about a special threshing that's up.
I got asked by Michael to attend this and thank him very much for asking me up. Yeah. We're having an event down in Mount Mellory Abbey, in the grounds of Mount Mellory Abbey, for cancer this year. Mm-hmm. We had it last year for suicide awareness. Fairly successful. We hope to make it a lot more successful this year. On the Friday night, we have this walking and running all for this cancer. And then on the Saturday, it is all cutting silage by local people, contractors, all to raise money, stationary engines and vintage machinery and displayed, all and a donkey derby in the evening, all for cancer this year.
And of course, it's silage cutting, single chops, double chops, every kind of harvest.
Yes, they're all ages. There's no restrictions at all, from the oldest to the newest, all to take part, all in fundraising on a fun day. And all our charities, all the charity is all... It's free, says the fellow, to be able to come in.
So you're appealing to the people of the county Tipperary and outside to come in and just to support today?
Support today, and it's all voluntary. All the people working in voluntary, and 100% of it is given to the charities, the cancer.
Thanks, John, for that. TJ, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Eamon, not too bad.
He's definitely a good friend of yours, anyway.
Oh, God, me and myself, I suppose we're going back. I met up in maybe 10 years ago. Yeah. We crossed wires one time, and I don't know, we seem to have fused together since that, and... Yeah. And that's going on. He'd be giving me a phone call there about fundraisers and that. And yeah. As you know, we're from Canolty there myself, and we do a big fundraiser there every year. Mm-hmm. And we're organising it there ourselves now at the minute. And
the end of August, isn't it?
Yeah, on the 24th of August there. And we have a book of collection coming up on this Saturday coming. And we'll be in all the major towns there. We're in Thurles, Tip, Cashel, Clonmel. And we're doing it for the local hospice there. So anybody that's out there, and if you see us out in the streets there on Saturday, don't be afraid to throw a few euro into the bucket, because everything will count at the end of the day. And after that, once we have that out of the way, then we'll be building for our day there. And the theme of our rally this year is going to be on 1916. And anybody that's coming to the rally, just dress up in old clothes. And anyone at all that wants to come, or if you're interested in having a stall there, just give any of the committee members a ring there, and we'll more than willingly oblige you and let you in on the day there as well.
Absolutely. I suppose it was very little vintage in 1916, promoting it, and because people were only getting into the kind of machinery then, isn't that it?
That's it, yeah. I suppose we've come a long way since 1916, and as I said to them at home in the club there, like, we won't get another chance to celebrate 100 years of 1916. And at the minute... things are going well for us here in the club, and as you know, you were present at a wake that we performed there about Easter Saturday night. It has been a big hit for us so far, and there's DVDs. We just can't keep the DVDs out there at the moment. It's a big attraction, it's a great success, and all the money raised from the DVDs is going directly back into the hospice again. Okay, thanks, Eamon.
Success on the 24th. You're going to be special. Okay.
Thanks, Eamon. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Jim Ryan, we want to say hello to him. How are you doing, Jim?
Not too bad, Eamon. And yourself? Good, good.
It's very warm in that kitchen, so we had to just move outside in the summer's evening.
Out in the air. Yeah. We're getting a bit hot under the collar in there, yeah. Jim Ryan is my name, from the Newcastle Vintage Club down in Clonmel. Mm-hmm. You were down with us a couple of years ago. Absolutely. And I know Michael and Olive, I suppose, about 3 years now since we done the first tractor challenge over in 2 Mile Boris there. And pleasure to work with Michael. No bother at all to get on with him. And just to wish him all success in the future.
Chris Farlong is with me. How are you doing, Chris?
Very good, Eamon. Yourself?
Chris Farlong. Good friend of this guy, Michael's, and you work well together.
That's right, absolutely. I've known Michael now for a couple of years, and he's dragged me into a fair few scrapes in that short time, but it was all in a good cause. So I was delighted just to pop in for a few minutes this evening to wish them well and congratulate them on a lovely event here this evening. The sun is shining, so It was a great evening.
Good memories of this guy between all the different meetings and stuff. Les were talking about meetings earlier on. He wouldn't be the easiest to handle at a meeting.
He's normally handling the meetings, but
yeah, okay.
we always get to the right outcome, so there's nothing that can't be sorted out.
Absolutely. Need you guys, of course, for detailing traffic and all that for big events that he organises.
That's right, but normally they're fairly straightforward. There's only a case of if once you know and you have a bit of advance warning, there's very little that can't be organised or overcome.
So how did you twist around to get into this business?
It actually started with Bart Howard, the guard who was here in Littleton for a good few years. I got to know Bart very well since I came to Thurles nearly 9 years ago now.
He was a community guard here in Littleton, yeah, very much so.
That's right. And Bart dragged me along to a few meetings, and sure, I came from the country myself back at home in down near Cork, and surrounded by green fields and barley and beet. I knew what a tractor looked like anyway, so yeah. It was kind of a passing interest I had all the time. So when the opportunity came along to get involved with these guys, it was always a great day out anyway.
Yeah, of course, it's a pleasure to work with them because they work so well together.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a great community out here. They're very supportive of each other, and any cause that needs help, they all rally around and get stuck in. So they're happy to help out.
Tonight. Chris Fallon, very much.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Seamus Maloney's with us. How are you doing, Seamus?
Eamon, it's great to be here this evening.
Back from Australia?
Back again from Australia for, I suppose it's a very special one, this trip.
The final as well.
No. I'll be gone for the Munster final. I'll be back for the All-Ireland.
Oh, right, yeah.
Please, God.
I remember we had you on up for the final a few years in Larry Mackey's. Several places over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah. But thanks to yourself, Tip FM, for coming out here and supporting this local charities. It's marvellous. But I'm delighted to be here for my brother's first anniversary on Friday, and to the committee for organising the walk for charity again. Yeah. Honestly, I can't thank the people of Tipperary, McCarkey, Burras, Littleton, Laharden enough for what they've done for the Maloney family.
You just drove across the fields here?
Absolutely, over the ditch there. Yeah. I'm delighted to know.
I'm sure there's several stories that could be related across the fields.
I can remember back for Paddy's, Lottomazine's 25th anniversary, meeting Tim Fahey inside the Anner Hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I said, Tim, is the battery gone? And poor old Tim had the battery was still alive at 4 o'clock in the morning. But they've been great friends, all the neighbours around here to the Maloney family. It's marvellous. But I'm so delighted that there's so many people getting involved. Last year, back in Melbourne, when I saw three Christmas trees in Littleton, I said, Littleton is not dead. And I said it before I went back, that the people here keep this place going.
We'll drive it on, yeah.
We'll drive it on.
Seamus Maloney, it's a pleasure having you on down your way.
Thank you, and thanks to Tip FM. Thank you.
Martin DeWeir is with me. Martin, how are you doing?
Very well, Eamon. And yourself?
Terrific to be here. Great community spirit around this bar, and most people have been talking about Michael Fahey and the story he can tell. He has a fantastic story.
He has indeed, and all the neighbours know Michael well, all the work he's done down the years, so he's great. You see, it's a great community. Tonight I think we'll get to show you a little bit about that. You know, there's lots going on in the parish, a lot of good stories, as Sean Ryan alluded to, and you know, plenty of goodwill, you know.
Into lots of things.
Quinton
the Tear
is
special to you?
It is, yeah. I suppose I got involved about 2 years ago with the passing of the late Pat Houlihan, who was a great stalwart in the parish. And we kind of added a few new members to it. You met Joe Sullivan earlier on and all of it. And we've a great new committee there, young and old, and they do great work. I suppose the hall is, after going through a renovation phase and after doing it up, it's a lovely job. And from what I hear from the feedback from people and neighbours and everyone, they're delighted with the hall. We've a great bingo going on there. We've a bit of social dancing going on now, actually. We're out this Thursday night with Unity playing. And we have your own Fran and Muriel playing next month for us. So hopefully that'll go well. You know?
Absolutely. Top-class entertainers. You're into football as well?
I am indeed, yeah. I'm with the Friends of Tipperary Football. And there's a lot of great work going on underage. I mean, they got to the All-Ireland Finals in last year, both minor and under 21. And obviously had a great win over Cork, our first in a long time. That was great. But they're a great bunch of lads, and really dedicated talented, hard working bunch of young lads, and to the management of them, I wish them well in Killarney on Sunday.
Absolutely terrific. Thanks for that, Martin, and every success to you as well.
Thanks, Eamon.
Melissa Morris is with us. Melissa, how are you?
Not too bad, Eamon.
You have a violin, you're going to do with a special piece.
Yeah, the old Sleeve na Man.
Beautiful, Melissa. Terrific. Melissa Morris. Well done. Terrific. Tony Skelly, how are you doing, Tony?
Very well, Eamon.
Yeah, terrific to be here in the kitchen of Michael and...
Michael and Alifahi, yes, yeah. yes. Gentleman and gentlewoman.
Absolutely, terrific. You know this guy pretty well?
Michael, I know Michael Fahey over 30 years ago. I done business with him. Okay. A man, what he has to say is what you get. He is what you get.
Yeah, okay.
And if you have something to say, he'll say it.
Tony Kenny, I want to say a brief hello to you. How are you doing, Don?
That's right, Eamon. How are you?
All set for this developing discussion?
We're starting to get ready, and I'm putting sweet prayers on this man here these days. Yeah. We have a lot of work left to do, and so we're under pressure to do it. So.
He loves sweet prayers. Any kind of prayer will do it,
Eamon. It's true, I suppose. Yeah.
I heard he's going down to Mount Hillary next week with John O'Brien.
Is he?
Doing a pilgrimage, he's going.
All right, right. He needed.
Yeah. Nice to be with us, and down your way. Robert O'Shea, how are you doing, Robert?
How are you doing? How are you going, Eamon?
Because you're like a man that's working hard.
Just as I'm getting off the silage harvester this minute, yeah.
Absolutely terrific.
Yeah. Great evening, Sean.
Yeah, it is now.
You're having a good evening here, yeah.
We're having a smashing evening.
That's so bad, isn't it?
The renewal of Littleton again, and with the development of all the communities and all that.
Ah, yeah, it's coming around now again, thanks be to God, like, and you know, I mean... all positives, like, you know, you have extra communities, you have extra community centre, all that kind of a thing, and like you have, thanks for the God, crime is on a low ebb as well as that, thanks to Chris there, second Garden there, he was a great help altogether.
Are you still going forward with your committee for nothing?
You know? Almost definitely, yeah, like, I mean, even though it's slacking off around here, North Tip is getting an awful hammering at the moment, South Tip was earlier on in the year there, so we're keeping an eye on all those situations.
So with the new government and all of that... you get to meet the new Minister for Justice?
Not yet. Now we have a letter gone into her there now for clarification on the points that she promised us there last December, and to see where we're going with that now. The committee had a meeting there a month back, and we decided to send in a letter first, and we look for a meeting then when the reply of that letter comes, we'll see what that'll be like.
My heart is...
the car.